So how do you feel after that last video? I have shared this with people in the past in coaching sessions or even in workshops. And it's generally when I'm teaching this, this is generally the time where some people cry. I don't know why. Some people get the revelation, the aha moment that, oh, I'm actually quite a good person at heart. And the answer is, yes, you are. Hence the reason you're taking this course. Because you want to be a life coach, because you care about people, because you want to make a difference. And guess what? The world desperately needs more people like you. So please be encouraged. All right? This is fundamentally the greatest impact you can make in other people as a coach, encouraging people. Sometimes this is all people ever need, just a little bit of encouragement to get out there, to pursue their goals, pursue their dreams, and fundamentally do the things that's in their hearts to do. But here's the thing, there's a reason why people don't pursue their passions in life, why people don't pursue the things that they're passionate about, the things that they love. And this is because of insecurity and self-doubt. When people fundamentally believe that who they are is not good enough, they're not smart enough, they're not skilled enough, they're not talented enough, they're not good looking enough, they're not good enough, they're not this enough, they're not that enough. You know, I can remember having a conversation with Karen, my wife, going back around about 3 years ago, actually. Now, Karen's got a beautiful voice, all right? Karen sings, and she has done since she was a little girl. But she never pursued a music or a singing career. She never really took it serious. And it wasn't until I started hearing her, Karen partnered up with a band over the last few years and started writing their own stuff. And it was phenomenal. It was just really catchy. It was upbeat. It was quite uplifting music, if that makes sense. And I'd always said to Karen, why have you never taken music or singing seriously as a profession? And she said, oh, no, I couldn't. I'm not good enough. I'm not good enough. Now, me being me, I'm thinking, okay, good enough. That's an identity belief, all right? Because some people, bear in mind, this whole section is about looking at beliefs, isn't it? The beliefs that we have about who it is that we fundamentally are. And now we're kind of getting down to the nooks and the crannies, all right? People fundamentally believe that they are good enough human beings or they are not good enough human beings. When someone believes that they are good enough, they're not going to have any problem taking risks, getting themselves out there, taking chances and pursuing their dreams. But when someone fundamentally believes that who they are isn't good enough, well, they're going to be more than likely to just hang back, play it safe, commit life to the comfort zone and not pursue the things that they really want to pursue. So, understanding that Karen's belief, when she said, I'm not good enough, right? Because out of the mouth is just kind of like the overflow of the heart. What someone believes in their heart will come out of their mouth in some way. So if you're paying attention to the things that people say, you will be able to see what it is that they fundamentally believe. And that's to do with this whole discernment thing that I discussed earlier on. So when Karen said, I'm not good enough, I said, right, okay. Compared to who? Because if you're not good enough, you can only be not good enough in comparison to someone else. So I said, okay, in comparison to who? And she said, oh, I'm not good enough compared to Katy Perry. And there was someone else that she mentioned at the time. I think it was Amy McDonald, the great Glaswegian singer. And I said, okay, so you're not good enough in comparison to Katy Perry or Katy Perry and Amy McDonald. Tell me, all right, could you ever be as good as Katy Perry and Amy McDonald? And she said, oh, I don't know, they're pretty good. And I said, okay, let's just think about this practically here. Could you ever be as good as, or as good at being Katy Perry or at being Amy McDonald as what they are? And she said, no, I couldn't be as good at being who they are as what they do because I'm not them and I never will be them. And I said, ah, now that's interesting. So if you could never be as good at being them as what they are because you aren't them and you never will be them, then how about you just simply commit to being yourself instead? And that seemed to be a bit of an aha, eye-opening, lights-on moment for her. Because if you think about it, in life, many people will compare themselves to other people. It might be the case right now that you're comparing yourself to me. You might be thinking that you're better than me. You might be thinking that I'm not as good as you. And based on your perception of me is going to determine how you feel and how you feel about me. Perception's everything. So when it comes to life coaching, let's just bring it back here. The only thing that would prevent you from getting out there and applying all this stuff is if you fundamentally believe that you're not good enough, all right? So the question that I would ask is, well, who are you not good enough in comparison to? And if you're looking at me, listen, I'm not perfect. I am flawed in every single way. I still feel like I'm winging it sometimes. Like some days I wake up, think, right, I'm going to do a life coaching certification course here today. What am I going to talk about? I've got no idea. I just make it up as I go. Honestly, I do. But I do so honestly. If that makes sense. So what I'm saying here is when it comes to this good enough principle, I'm looking at the sets of beliefs that people build and base their lives on. You, right now, where you currently stand in life, you'll be building and basing your life on a set of beliefs that who you are as a person is good enough, or who you are as a person is not good enough. And whether you believe that you're good enough or not good enough is going to determine the risks that you take on a day-to-day basis. It's going to determine how confident you are for, you know, more positive results at some point in the future. It's going to determine how you feel about yourself, your self-esteem. If you feel that you're not good enough, well, that's based on assumption that you're worth very little. But now what I'm hoping is that after the last few videos, you're going to be starting to see who it is that you actually are now. And this is important because if you want to coach people in life, leaders go first. You gotta go first in order to positively influence other people. So we've already looked at who you are in the last video, and do you remember that exercise? I asked you to close your eyes and say, now picture this person in front of you. This person is honest, they're loyal, they're loving, they're giving, they're caring, they're passionate, they're this or that, all these things that fundamentally make you you. All right? So this very person now we've established is you. This is who you fundamentally are. Now, I'm not asking if you're perfect here, but I'm saying, is that the kind of person that you would gladly be in a relationship with? And if the answer is yes, then you've just now validated yourself. This means that whilst you're not perfect, you are good enough. You're good enough for you. And if you want to work towards being perfect, well, good luck with that, because I've never met a perfect person my whole life, never heard of anyone else who has either. But it does mean that you can commit the rest of your days, if you so choose, just to simply work towards being better. And if you think about it, this is kind of how it is our beliefs hold us back in life. Do you remember the story I told you about the elephant? The elephant that was attached to the peg. Alright, when the elephant was a baby elephant, it grew to develop this belief about itself that it wasn't strong enough to break free from the peg, and that became the glass ceiling that prevented the elephant from being free in life. And in the same way, if you fundamentally believe that you're not good enough, not strong enough, not talented enough, not this enough in comparison to other people, well, it's that same very belief that's going to act as the glass ceiling in your life that's going to prevent you from getting from where you're at to where it is that you want to be. So what I'm saying here is that our beliefs form the foundations that will either make us or break us in life. You see, the foundations that I build and base my life on is, I'm not perfect. I am imperfect in every single way, but I am loving, I am giving, I am caring, I am passionate, I'm honest, I'm loyal, I'm sincere, I'm loving, I'm giving, I'm caring, I'm growing, I'm developing. Today I'm doing my best to be better than how I was yesterday, and tomorrow I'm going to do my very, very best to be better at being me than how I've been today. Which means that for me, I'm not perfect, but I am good enough. perfect's up here somewhere in the clouds, which means that the way I live my life, the choices that I take, the actions, the decisions, my behaviours, the things that I commit my time to, the things that I commit to pursuing in life, for me the sky's the limit. Because whilst I don't yet have all the answers, there's nothing stopping me from getting out there and learning. If I want to be a better version of me in different areas, then I can just simply get out there and find some people who are being better at me in those areas, and rather than compare myself, find out what they're doing. Learn from them. This is about the openness to learn. So the good enough principle is this. If someone believes that they're not good enough, they're always going to feel like they have a limitation in life, and the limitation is actually just the belief. It's the belief that acts as a noose round their neck that's holding them back and holding them down. But if you're willing to accept that who you are as an individual, as a life coach, as a mother, father, son, daughter, brother, sister, friend, professional, whatever, doesn't matter what you've done in the past, doesn't matter what you have not done in the past, doesn't matter if your past is destructive. For me, my past was criminal. I've broken the law, I've developed a criminal record for myself, I've hurt people. But in the past, my actions and my behaviours derived from the identity that I had about myself back then, which was inaccurate. Today, as I consider the accurate identity that I've grown to recognise, well, this is who I am, I'm loving, I'm caring, I'm giving them all these sorts of things, I'm good enough. I'm good enough. I am the kind of person that a lot of people want to be friends with. I'm not saying that to blow my own trumpet here, I'm saying it just is. People come to me for coaching. I'm good enough for them. I've got over 29,000 people taking my courses around the world. Whilst the courses aren't good enough for some people, they are good enough for most. I'm only speaking to you right now on the assumption that you're someone who really wants to learn. I'm just doing my best to teach. I'm doing my best, or whilst it's not perfect, I know that it's going to be good enough for some, which means that in terms of how far I go in life, well, the sky's the limits for me, and in terms of how far you go in life, if you choose to accept that who you are is good enough, then my friend, the sky is also the limit for you. So this is the good enough principle. It's the, on the rawest form, it's the core, fundamental, limiting belief that all of us will base our lives on. Be it good enough or be it not good enough. Yes, not good enough will express itself in many different ways, generally based upon the things that we do. I'm not a good enough singer, I'm not a good enough mum, I'm not a good enough dad, I'm not a good enough this, employee, boss, manager, whatever, doesn't matter. But when we separate ourselves and our identities from the things that we do and how well we are doing what we do, which means our identity is no longer performance-based, who we are is a constant, then that means that whether people like us, dislike us, love us, hate us, approve of us, disapprove of us, there's no one else in the world who can add anything to us or who can take anything away from who we are. It means that who we are in our identity becomes constant, becomes grounded, becomes secure, and it's only upon this foundation can we then go on to live the most exciting, rewarding, fulfilling and productive life. And in order to do that, that's when we start needing all the life coaching tools and techniques and goal setting frameworks and all that sort of thing. So this is a good enough principle. I hope it makes sense, and I look forward to seeing you again in the next video.